Hi, could I speak to Carmen, please?
This is Carmen.
Hi, Miss Taylor. My name's Jeffrey Hill. I'm calling you from Canada.
You're Jeffrey Hill calling me from Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I was looking on the internet and I came across your pictures that you took on 9/11.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, like, do you have any of those pictures, like, online anywhere that are, like, big or anything, or?
Well, they're just the ones that are on the internet. I don't understand. You just want a bigger...
Well, yeah, I was wondering, like, is there a way I could, like, do you send prints out or anything like that, or?
Well, I have on occasion.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because I was just, like, putting something together to make a display about the whole events of 9/11, and I'd seen, like, the one famous picture you have of the plane going into the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, like, I was trying to find a bigger picture, and I couldn't seem to come across it anywhere. But I was just, like...
Let me switch phones, okay?
Sure.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was reading a little bit about, like, some of the news clippings and stuff that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, like, where were you when you took the picture?
I was in Battery Park.
Oh, you were in Battery Park?
Well, actually, when I was on the ferry, when the second one hit that I took the picture of.
Oh, yeah? Like, were you, like on the ferry, like, going to Ellis Island or something?
Well, we were going to the Statue of Liberty, and they put us on a ferry after the first one hit. I don't know if it was the actual ferry we would have normally been put on.
Mm-hmm.
But they went ahead and just put us on a ferry after the first hit. Are you working on a project or something?
Well, yeah, it's just like it's not for any newspapers or anything like that. It's just like my own little thing that I wanted to put together.
Okay. There is some more information on the website. There is a website, Soho Blues.
How do you spell it? Just like the normal Soho?
Soho, yes, in New York City.
Okay. SohoBlues.com?
Yes. That website belongs to a photographer named Alan Tannenbaum. He was also a photographer there. I put on the 5-year photo exhibit for 9/11.
Okay, I was reading something about that at the university or something.
University of Arkansas, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some information. He's kept his website up real well with information.
Okay, so he must have a lot of stuff on there then.
Right, he's got some information on there about the exhibit, a little about... few little stories and things, and then he's got some links to other things.
Okay, and so you had, like, I had seen, I think it was 3 or 4 different pictures?
There were 4 actually put out right after that same day that I sent a whole CD or disc to our local television station, and they put out 4 immediately, those 2 and 2 others.
Okay, and you were just using like a normal digital camera or whatever?
I was using a Sony Mavica that at the time was about 5 or 6 years old.
Okay, I think I remember that too. Was it was just like a digital camera? It didn't like put the pictures onto a floppy disk or anything?
It had just those little, what's that little 4-inch disk?
Oh, like the little memory sticks?
Yeah, just a little disk.
And I was reading, like, what, like, after, so you had took the pictures before you left to go to the Statue of Liberty?
We were in line to get on the ferry when the first plane hit. And, of course, we didn't know what had happened then. Nobody in the group I was with had seen the plane hit.
You didn't hear or see the plane hit?
Nope, we didn't. None of us heard it. And none of us heard its approach. And when it hit, we looked up. I was with a Oriental couple. I was standing there chatting with an Oriental couple.
Yeah.
And they were telling me that their nephew worked up there, and they were pointing to the North Tower, and we all three looked up where they were pointing, and the plane must have just gone in because it looked like sparklers coming out. And we all thought that there had been a little internal explosion.
So it didn't look big or like huge fireballs or anything?
Nope.
Because I had seen the video of the, I guess they call it the Nade Brothers footage. It looks like a big, huge explosion.
And it was actually from a different angle where the first one hit. And that is real strange. It makes it sound like I'm not, you know.
Oh, because you would have been on the other side of where the plane hit. On the first tower. I'd imagine if you were in Battery Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what happened when, like, so you had taken the pictures of the second plane when you were on the ferry?
Yes.
Like, were you still docked or anything?
Yes, we were still at the dock.
Were you, looking out the ferry? Were you on, the top of the ferry, or?
I was sitting on the end of the ferry, and there was this rail around the end of it. And then there's, metal storage box or something, and I was sitting on it with my feet braced up on the rail.
Mm-hmm.
And because the water that had been real smooth in the bay right beforehand had gotten real choppy with all the movement, and so the ferry was banging up against the dock, and so I wedged myself in there so I wouldn't get knocked around.
Yeah. Was there, there's different levels on the ferry? Were you on the top level or the
bottom? Oh, well, I really couldn't say. I have found a picture of one of the ferries that looks like the one I was on, and it's just like a flat deck there, and I was just sitting at the, pretty much at the end of it, facing the towers, and there would be a walkway there, a couple of feet wide, but there'd be the rail, the walkway, and then this probably a metal storage box or something up against a wall, and I was sitting on that.
And it was still docked. It hadn't departed or anything?
No.
And then, you had taken the pictures, and then you went to the Statue of Liberty, then came back?
No, they never.
Oh, they never ended up leaving?
No. They, I was just sitting there, and I was by myself. And most people were with somebody. And usually when you're by yourself in a situation like that, you kind of figure out what you can do to sort of stay calm or do something. And we still did not know what it hit. Somebody said a small plane had hit, but nobody really knew in the group I was with. And so I was watching the towers, just taking some pictures. And the North Tower had, gotten very dense with smoke and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a North Tower and then the South Tower on the right. There was a helicopter to the right of everything. And I clicked a few pictures. And then way off to my left, I just heard this droning sound. And kind of looked over there, and it was this little bitty plane coming. And I thought it was probably a police reconnaissance plane or something, or a news plane or something like that was going to take pictures. And I figured it would circle the towers and take pictures. So I thought, well, I'll get a picture of everything, I'll line the shot up, and when that little police airplane gets right in front of the South Tower, I'll snap it. Because that old Sony Mavica doesn't give you sequential shots.
Oh.
You can take a picture, and then it goes record, and there's a lag time.
Oh, yeah, between the time you could take another picture.
Absolutely.
Oh.
So the cameras nowadays, of course, even the newer ones back then might have done it, but mine was several years old to begin with. So I set the shot up and just kind of both hands were occupied with the camera, and that's why I was braced in there so tightly.
Were you like zoomed in as far as close as you?
As far as that camera would let me. Yeah, that was the shot I took. It may not. It was pretty near max zoom, but I didn't want it to go all the way in there because I was just trying to set the shot up to get everything.
Yeah. And then I had read also something about you had got some help downloading the photos or something. You had found somebody that brought you into a business.
Right. As soon as that plane hit, they took us all off of that and just dumped us back in Battery Park. And people from the towers, part of them were coming into Battery Park, and they did not know what had happened either. And I had had my camera, and I said, well, this is what happened. I have a picture of it. So I was showing people around there the picture of what had happened. And everybody who had thought it was a small plane were going, oh, my God, that's a passenger jet. So somebody else said, well, you have the picture. And I'm going, the picture of what? You know, I didn't even know what had happened, truly. So I asked. I didn't think that anybody else would know what had happened either, and I wanted to send the pictures home to my TV station so people here could see what happened, because it never dawned on me that the whole world was covering that, you know, the whole world media.
Yeah.
So I just asked if anybody had a computer, had a phone, or had anything, because so much of the power was down. People's cell phones weren't even working. And so there was a gentleman there, and he says, my office is right over here. Come with me. And we just had a window of opportunity, and I sent it to my local station.
Oh, so it was just some guy that had an office with a computer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And he just helped you get them onto the Internet, and you sent them to the station?
Yeah.
Hmm. And did the FBI or anybody look at the pictures before you sent them or anything?
No, nobody did. In fact, when I got back into Fort Smith, I tried calling the FBI and several different agencies because I had think, you know, there was all sorts of stories, and I thought, well, you know, it appeared different to different people.
Yeah.
But,
and
you know, I think they had way too much going on.
And were you ever aware of a gentleman that took video? His name was Michael Hezrakani.
I did. I know of the video he took. I saw it about 6 months later, and he must have been standing right next to it. He had to have been in the very same group I was in, and it was we could have been standing elbow to elbow for the for the angle we had and everything.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I was reading some people. They were on the Internet. They were comparing your picture with his video,
mm-hmm.
and it was almost like the same angle and everything.
Oh, absolutely. We had to have been standing next to each other, nearly. Mm-hmm. Or, well, not standing. We would have been sitting on the same ferry within a few seats of one another, you know, right there on that same metal box.
Mm-hmm. And did you have time while you were taking the pictures to actually see the plane go into the building yourself?
Well, yes, I was watching it go in. With that Sony Mavica, you hold it out, you know, kind of out and up, and look into it. There's a square about.
Oh, and look into the little view.
Well, you don't really look into the viewfinder. I set the digital display was about 3 inches by 2.5, and so I was looking at that. Plus, I was watching it peripherally, so I could watch it until it got to the right spot. So it was just one of these things. I was like watching the plane with one eye and the readout on my camera with the other.
Yeah, I looked like on his video, it shows the plane going right into the building.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of looks, a lot of people question how weird it looks.
Yeah, so I clicked it right then, and then it goes into that record mode, and the next one it allowed me to take a picture of was the explosion with the devil in it.
Oh, yeah, I see that. There's a, they talk about the
devil
face.
I told about
the
devil when I got home.
Yeah, it kind of looks like there's a face in the explosion almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of strange, yeah.
I never saw that till somebody told me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of controversy on the Internet that like there was no planes and all this stuff, and
mm-hmm.
it's pretty wild, some of the stuff that's said on the on the computer.
I know, I've read some of it.
But yeah, it's like...
Where in Canada are you?
I'm in Sault Ste. Marie. It's like, it's right on the border of Sioux, Michigan. They call it like the Twin Cities. The Twin Sioux or whatever.
Okay. And what's the name of it again?
Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay.
Yeah, Ontario.
Okay.
But I don't know, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
That was a pleasure, pleasure.
And I'll check out that Soho, Soho?
Ho Blues, SOHOblues.com.
.com, yeah, and I'll see if I could find any pictures there. Yeah, like I said, it was very nice talking to you, and thank you for taking the time to tell me a little bit about that day.
Thank you for thinking about me, and I do appreciate you thinking about me on the anniversary. We will, further project is already started in on the 10-year anniversary. There will be something very special going on then.
Yeah.
And it will be the same core group of photographers that got together for this exhibit. There will be Alan Tannenbaum, of course, Gulnara Samolova, Ethan Miller, Thomas Franklin, quite a few others. There's a little bit of a listing in Alan's website. There's a photo of several of us that I had taken. And that's my project now.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that or reading about it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Just as long as you kind of keep your email address, don't tell me a little bit about yourself. I'll keep you apprised of what's going on. I'll be more than happy to.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.